I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With the murder of 7 aid workers over the weekend, the message is clear. No one's safe in South Sudan. Over 5 million people are facing death by starvation, and 1.5 million have fled. And the reason for leaving?
They've seen their family members killed. They've seen friends killed. Betrayal is a very real issue in South Sudan.
That's Rob Myers of Door International. Door International is a deaf-led translation and training ministry. Some of their leaders are in South Sudan this week working with deaf church planters. They're using sign language scripture to share the gospel.
The words of eternal life are beginning to come to the deaf in South Sudan. And that is the one thing that can bring hope in the midst of this very, very, very difficult situation.
Please ask God to bring healing and hope to South Sudan. And let's do a little word association. I say pro-life, and what do you think of? Abortion? Babies? While those things have a lot to do with pro-life, Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothimer says there's more to it. For example, what does being pro-life have to do with refugees and immigrants in your community?
When you're going to be involved in the issues of abortion or infanticide or reaching out to people that are, in a sense, orphaned, you know, these refugees, that takes action. That's going to take my time, sometimes my money, and my concern and my love. And that, to me, is what the sanctity of human life ethic is all about, is where we say, whatever it takes, we're going to extend ourselves, we're going to look beyond ourselves, and we're going to help these people who have such a need.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You can find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.